Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Torah of the Ragachever Gaon. And we are going to be discussing whether death is an actual mitzias or it's just the absence of life. So, what is death, asks the Ragachever? Is it just he'ader, the absence of life? Or is it an actual mitzias? What would be he'ader? He gives an example of a pillar that's standing on a beam. You remove the beam, and then automatically the pillar falls. Law of gravity. So too, God takes someone's soul. Automatically he dies, but the actual, obviously, the soul lives on. But the death of the goof is not considered a mitzias. It's just a lack of life, the absence of life. But it's not a mitzias of death. So the sheet of the Medabrim, which is a group of philosophers, which is brought in the Moreh Nevuchim, is that it's an mitzias, like seeing and blindness, life, death, heat, cold, just like cold is not really the absence of heat, but it's a mitzias. So to death is not just the absence of life, but it's a mitzias. The Rambam is doche, and the Rambam says in the Moreh, Chelek Gimel Perek Yud, that Mavis who had their atzura b'chol kol chai, Mavis is the lack of tzura, the lack of form, just the absence, as happens to every person. And it's just heyader tzurasa. And that's all it is, but it's not an actual mitzias. However, the Ragachever finds a place for the shitas hamadabrim in halacha. There's Gemara in Chulin, and of Kuf Chafchalef Amit Beis, where Chizkiyah holds that there's no tumis nevelos ba'afar mifarkesis. If you have an animal that was shechted and it's about to die, so in the meantime, before it actually dies, when it's still moving around, it's not mitame tumis nevelos. Says the Gemara, how can he say that? It says that if you shecht two semana ramosa, two semana mifarkesis, Chizkiyah says, ein alei varim. What does it mean, ein alei varim? That ben Noach is not musar alem shum ever menachai. There's no ever menachai for bnei Noach if they eat this animal when it's mifarkesis. Why? Because it's already considered dead. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, yesh alei varim, or is ever menachai because it's considered alive. So you see that Chizkiyah holds that it's still alive. And therefore, there is a Chizkiyah holds that it's still alive, and therefore there's no tumis nevela by a mifarkeses. And yet the same Chizkiyah holds that Ben Noach is not warned about a mifarkeses for Eivor Menachai, which would imply that it's dead, the mifarkeses. So we have a stira in Chizkiyah for Eivor Menachai, if a mifarkeses is alive or dead. Answers the Gemara, Yotze Mechal Chayo Chal Mesa Lobas, that it's out of the category of being alive, and it's not yet in the category of being dead, and therefore Chizkiyah holds that it's not mitame tumas nevelos because it's not dead. On the other hand, it's no longer alive, and therefore there's no iser of Eiver min hachai. So from this, the Ragachever says, Chazina de misa mitzias sheisim soy ben telazeh. It must be mitzias and mitzias. Because if misa was just the absence of life, then you couldn't have a state where it's no longer alive and it's not yet dead. The only way you can have a state where it's no longer alive and not yet dead is if you say that death is a mitzias. So therefore it's no longer alive. But death is not just the absence of life, it's a mitzias. So therefore it hasn't yet come into the mitzias of being dead. That's the state of the status of a mifarkesis. So you see, like the Shitas HaMedabrim, that death is a mitzias and it's not just the absence of life. That's one raya he brings. Another raya he brings, it's a Mishnah in Uktzin, and also quoted in the Gemara in Chulin Adaf Ayin Hey, that there's a Reish Beis Shammai holds that fish are makabel tuma mishayatsudu. Fish are makabel tuma from the time that they are fished out of the water. Beis Hillel Omer Mishiyamusu, only once they actually die. So this is the Choras, is the Ragachever, a machlokes in the concept of death. Beis Shammai holds death is the absence of life, and therefore it's he'ader. The moment you take it out of its living, optimal living conditions, i.e. the water, and you take it out to a place where you know that it's going to die, so it's already considered dead, because life, death is not a mitzvah, it's just the absence of life. So that's Beis Shammai, and therefore Mishiyatsudu, the second you fish it out of the water, it's already considered dead. Beis Hillel says, no, Mishiyamusu. So they're only Mekabel Tuma when they actually die, because death is a concrete Mitzias, and therefore, since death is a concrete Mitzias, until there's actually a mitzias of death, the fish are not makabel tuma, because it has to be actual misa, not just, it's not just the absence of life, mishiyatsudu, But Mishia Musu, there has to be a chalos of Misa here, because Beis Hillel holds, according to the Ragachever, that death is an actual mitzias, and not just the Header Chaim. Okay, I can hear one arguing with this, that Mishia Tzudu is also not Header Chaim, because officially it's still alive. But the way the Ragachever learns it is that, look, it's no longer in its living condition, so it's already considered dead. So it must be that, even though it's not actually dead, so it must be that you can define death already as just the absence of life. Shankin Beis Hillel says no, it has to actually die, because he holds, like the Shitas HaMadabrim, that death is a mitzias. Another raya from a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We know that a shchiv meira, a person on his deathbed, gives a matana. The matana is chal when he dies, but exactly at what point? Itmar mat the shchiv ra meimasai kona. At what point is a person kona this matana? Abaye says with the Gemar Misa. Abaye says with the moment he dies, with the end of death, with at that moment. And Rava says no, the achar Gemar Misa. So what's the machlokas here? It's gevaldik. According to Abaye, im Gemar Misa, there doesn't have to be any chalos of death. The moment, the split fraction of a millisecond that the person dies, the matan is already chal, because now this person is experiencing absence of life. Absence of life, matan is chal, because that's what death is, the absence of life. Rava holds la'achar gemar misa. No, death has to be a chalos of a metzias. So that takes a little bit of time. How much time? A quarter of a second, an eighth of a second, whatever it means, whatever it is. But it has to be la'achar gemar misa. There has to be a little bit after the death, in order that there shouldn't just be the absence of life, but an actual chalos of death, because space Rav will hold that it's a chalos of a mitzias, that misa is a concrete reality and not merely absence of life. Therefore, he holds la'achar gemar misa. There has to be a little bit of duration of time in order for the death to be chal, and then the kinyan is the matna shchiv meira takes effect. Mashen kein l'fi Abaye, it's im gemar misa, the second, the split millisecond that he dies, he no longer has life, and Mimela, the gift is already chal. And the last source that we are going to bring is what we say on Rosh Hashanah. This is Lamed Beis in the Sechas Rosh Hashanah. And that on Rosh Hashanah, Melch Yoshev, Akiseidim, V'Sifrei Chayim, V'Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefana, that the king is sitting on the throne of judgment, and the book of the living and the book of the dead are open in front of him. What is the book of the dead? Why do you have to have a special book for the dead? Anybody who's not in the book of life is in the book of death. The answer is, no, you have it all wrong. There's a book of death, because death is an actual metzias, and therefore they get written in the book. They get written in the book of death, because death is a chalos metzias. That's how he explains the Sifrei Nason. Beautiful. Okay. So obviously this is a topic that needs more expansion, more understanding, more analysis, but it's always a tremendous schus to learn Mitaras Rabbeinu HaRavitchever. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.